Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, radio listeners. We are so glad to be here so early this morning. I am so excited to know, praise God, that God has spared my life once again. And I pray if you're under the sound of my voice that you will say the same for yourself, because we are here, praise God, because the Lord has blessed us to hear, to see, and to participate in a brand new day. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. I am so excited this morning, praise the Lord, because it's just his goodness and his grace. Because I want to let you know that this morning he delivered fresh mercy to your residents, fresh mercies, praise God, unto you this morning. And he's such a good God that he delivered every time you are able to open your eyes to see another day. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. And this is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starlin, with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I am just so excited and so blessed, praise the Lord, to be here today to just bring forth a word this morning, praise the Lord, that I have, praise God, I want to give to you. But first of all, let me tell God how I thank him. I thank him for life. I thank him for strength. I thank him, praise God, for use and activities of my limb being closed in my right mind. I thank him, praise God, for keeping my family covered on some of the blood of Jesus as we laid down to slumber and sleep last evening. Praise the Lord kept us in one peace and one mind. And Father, I thank you, God, that you will grant that same grace and mercy that will go forth over us throughout this day, bound in the hands of the enemy on every angle in the name of Jesus. And any, praise God, negative activity he sent to us, we do return them back to you, devil. We send them back to the one that sent them. In the name of Jesus, he has given us that authority to return unwanted, praise God, invitations. And we do return them back to you. And we thank you, praise God, for your love and for your blood. As you've given us, praise God, the authority to use your blood. Praise God, we use the blood of Jesus on all that you have given to us, praise God. Our family, our children, praise God. As they go out this morning to the bus stops and to the school system, God, place your angels among them and about them and over them, praise God, and around them to protect them from the hands of the enemy. Let not, praise God, no enemy, no devil in hell come by that dwelling. Let not, praise God, the devil, praise God, enter, praise God, to do no harm. But we thank you, praise God, for your blessing. We thank you for your love. We thank you, praise God, because we know that we can do nothing without you this morning. We realize that. We're not, praise God, ignorant concerning that situation. But we know that you are God in our life, in our dreams, in our visions. We thank you this morning, praise God, for all that you have done and all that you have plans to do that the enemy cannot stop, praise God, nor hinder the plan that you have for our life. We do praise you today. We ask you, Father God, if there's any sinners, anyone, praise God, that do not know you in the pardon of their sin, that they would take heed and kneel today and say, make Jesus your Lord. Because you have to understand and remember, he is coming back. He's going to return. Let not you, whoever's under the sound of my voice, be left, praise God, because he is going to return. And when he returns, he's coming back for those that are his. And Father, I am grateful this morning that I didn't choose you. You chose me. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. And just watch over my seed throughout this day. Carry us under the protection of blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that carries us and protects us and shield the very presence of danger. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, and I do praise you and I bless you for all that you will do and all that you're going to do. I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name. Holy name, amen, and amen again. But this morning, I want to come to you, praise God, with just a word I want to give you, praise God, food for thought, and discuss with you, praise God, some things, praise God, that maybe we never even thought about or never crossed our mind. But we're in a time and day today in this world that we cannot afford to not and to overlook anything. We must be aware of all things. And this morning I want to come to you with a message. And it's going to be coming from Daniel 8:23-27. Daniel 8, chapter 23-27 verse. And I want to talk to you today. Did you not know that Satan has a Superman? Yes, he has a Superman. Satan has a Superman. And to say that, praise God, I want to talk to you from this book, that which is such a complex book, which is the Bible. And we know, praise God, that the word of God, prophecy, shall come to pass. And just about every Bible teacher has an option, you know, an opinion, praise God, about how things will work out. Everybody said this is going to happen, that's going to happen. But, you know, we want to go to the book today and find out what's really going to happen. Well, I'm going to attempt to try and talk to you or teach you this morning or preach whatever you want to say, but I said, God, let it come forth with clarity and understanding about several prophecies and things that are presented in the world in the Word of God. And I would like to try to present this, praise God, in the order. But now we're going to look at, praise God, when we say things about the rapture, but I just don't say rapture because it's not a biblical term. It's something that we picked up, but I let the Lord say he's going to take us out of here. Now, you can put rapture on it, but I'm going to say he's going to take us out because I don't see that, never seen that, praise God, in the Word of God or something that we put in there, people, individuals. But however, today I would like to teach you a little bit on the truth about Satan's Superman. Satan got a Superman. But you know how he is. He's a counterfeiter, and anything he can do to try to let it become contrary to the Word of God, that he will do. But this morning, we don't want to keep it prolonging it too long because we have only a certain amount of time to do this. And so we're going to talk today about Satan. He has a Superman. He has a Superman. Yes. When I read that, I was just tickled. He has a Superman. And the reason, praise God, I would say they use Superman because everybody, even as a kid, has watched the movie Superman. Yes. Mm-hmm. But this sermon is not going to be just about Superman with the red cape on and the blue big S in the front of his chest. This sermon is to focus on life and the works of a person who is known as the Antichrist. That's a Superman. And as we talk about that, praise God, about who is this fellow? He's the Antichrist, which is Satan's Superman. And since, praise God, we've been here, who have been some billion people who have lived on the earth since Adam was created in the Garden of Eden. And we have to understand, praise God, since that time, the world has witnessed the events and many talented and intelligent and powerful people. But however, none of these people that came through have been able to touch and match this Superman that belongs to Satan. You understand this? And this is what we were going to try to present, praise God, this pentacle of the man that has achieved a part, that he's achieving, he's in a part, set apart from God, okay? He will literally be Satan's Superman. Now, we've got to find out, now, how can that be? But we're going to talk to that. In verse, in Daniel 8, verse 23, the appearance of Satan's Superman. So he got to show up first. He got to come so that you know who he is. His appearance. See, his appearance is going to be when he show up on the scene. See, everybody's talking about him, but he has to appear. And so what we're saying now is going to happen in the end time. It's going to be this fierce king will stand up. But what are the signs of his appearance? Can't man know this when he appear? The answer to the question is both yes or no. That's what it is. I'm not certain, praise God, how it's going to happen, but I do know it's going to happen. The Antichrist is exactly when he will appear. See, he knew exactly when he's going to appear. Some say he's already in the world. But the Bible does not tell us that there are certain signs that the Bible is trying to tell us that there are certain signs that we can accomplish this appearance with. And these signs that I would like to look at it just for a minute is going to be number one, this is the condition of the world. the condition of the world. The world is in a rain. It's in a torment. It's in chaos, really, to be honest with you. It's a condition of the world. And when this man makes his appearance in Israel, the world will be in terrible moral condition. It's getting to that. This is the evidence that the two passages that we refer reference to, the end time, praise the Lord, in Luke 17, 26 and 27, and 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. It is easy to see that our world already bears the marking that suggested a fulfillment of these conditions. You see how it is around the world. It is my conviction that the world itself is ready for the Superman to appear. It's ready. It's ready. But it has to be in a certain time. It has to be in a time. It's got a time. The second thing is the corruption of the religion. The second Thessalonians 2 and 3 tells us that the Antichrist would appear during a time of religion, what? Apostasy, which means the Bible calling it a falling away. Oh, my God, a falling away. So we wonder sometimes, praise God, why is so many people falling away from the church or what we may call the gatherings or the synagogue, however, whatever you want to put it. We wonder why, because it is written. It is to happen. These are signs. A time when organized, you know, vision and religion will depart from the doctrine of the Word of God. And since the Word of God, the New Testament was written, or about the believers, it makes sense to conclude that this falling away will be apparently in churches and denominations which operate under the umbrella of Christianity. Hey. I hope everyone understands that just because a church or a denomination calls itself a Christian work, that does not make it truly to be a fact. The days in which we are living now marked by a rapid departure from the foundation, the truth of Christianity. There was a time when even if a man said he was a Christian, you believed him. You can look at him and tell it. You can look at him. You know this person was set aside, and much of what he said, you believed it. But there must have been different, you know, doctrinal differences. But the most important part, that person believed in the virgin birth of the Christ. Yes. Christ, the return of, you know, so when Christ, the return of Christ, the fact is that the Bible is the Word of God. In other words, you knew that he was a Christian. You knew that his relationship was somewhere connected with the Lord. But now, we don't know who's who. We're in a world today, we don't know who's who. Everybody has their own religion. Everybody believes what they want to believe, and they get mad at you if you try to tell them anything else. So what do you do? What do you do? You try to tell them the truth, but they don't want to hear no truth. What truth? Oh, no, not the truth. Because guess what? But just guess what? Everybody has their own beliefs now. Everybody want to believe what they want to believe. So what we're saying right here, this man, when he comes onto the scene, we're going to realize and know that this is the Superman. This is the Superman that the devil has been sitting back waiting for. The surprise is the saints didn't know he was a Superman. Because you understand, Modena, the condition of the world has turned us away from the real truth of the word. Now, when you preach the word of God or tell the truth, people turn away from you because they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear about a heaven or a hell. They don't want to hear about repentance and sin and fornication and all these other things. They want to hear something sweet to the ears. But the Bible said, men have come away, they have, that now they have itching ears. Itching ears. And this is what I'm saying. I hope everyone understands, because the church and the denomination does not make you go congregation, all of that. Because too many have already fallen away. And this is what we're trying to say to the Bible, that this is a sign of the times. This is a sign, because what? We are living in the midst of a great falling away. Cults are growing by leaps and bounds. Why genuine Christian constantly find itself under the gun from society and the government and organized religion. We're being attacked. These are the sounds of the time. This is the time. This is it. Praise God. It's a summit, praise God. We are being attacked. The denominations have to take votes on whether to now, praise God, to marry homosexuals or to allow homosexuals to be ordained. Something is wrong with that picture. there are things that are nailed down to firmly in the Word of God that there should never be a question about. But however, we in a situation now that you are scrutinized, or if you think that, you're scrutinized if you act this way. Everybody is have their spotlight on the so-called Christians. So we should be, now however, we are seeing very major doctrines under attack. They tell you right now, praise God, you're not, you should, don't say Jesus. When you go anywhere, no, not Jesus. Say anything but Jesus. You can say Muhammad, you can say Buddha, but don't say Jesus. We see churches and denominations turn away from the truth with alarming speed. You have major pastors that's been standing in the Word of God for a long time, years. Now they're turning away. You have things happening in the house of God right now that you never thought of. You have pastors now that are sleeping with the young boys, and the women sleeping with the pastors, and the women sleeping with women, and men with women right in the house of God. And this is what, praise God, is going to bring back the Antichrist from appearing in the moment, because he's going to come back, because in all of this chaos, praise the Lord, he wants to come back and bring what you call peace. Peace be still. Peace be still. But you see, then it says, to the completion of the church in 2 Corinthians 2, 6, and 7. Now, the verses teaches us that the truth, that the church must be removed before the Antichrist can be revealed. But the church is still here. In verse 6 of Thessalonians, verse 6, it tells us that there is something that withholdeth. Verse 7 says, there is one who led it. But the two translations from the same Greek and from both means to hinder. Hinder. Something is hindering it. It's not to happen right now. See? It's not to happen. It's hindering. The Bible tells us in verse 7 that the spirit of Antichrist is already at work. And this is why we have to see the evidence all around us. However, there are two forces that are hindering and him from stepping into the stage and making his appearance known. And what are those two hindrances? The church and the Holy Spirit. The work of the Spirit is convincing and judging the hearts of men. It is tremendous retaining forces in the world. And John 6, 8, and 11. The Spirit working in the feeling of the church is to stand against the ties of evil. It is always a great hindrance to work of the Spirit of the Antichrist. However, the day of both of these forces will be removed. God ain't gonna continue. It's going to be removed. The church is going to be removed and the Spirit. And when? When is at the time that he's going to say he's going to take us away? He's going to take us away. This is telling us, praise God, the tribulation is not for the church. It is called the time of Jacob's troubles, Jeremiah 30 and 7. It was told to Daniel that the tribulation was the time of Israel, Daniel 9 and 27. The tribulation period is also known as the time of God's wrath, Revelation 6, 16 and 17. Revelation 6 and 1, the Bible clearly teaches that God's children has been saved from the wrath through Jesus. Romans 5 and 9, one of the greatest proofs that the church will not see the tribulation, Christ promised to the church at Philippians, Revelation 3:10, because thou hast kept the words of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world, and to try them that dwells on the earth. There are some who will tell us that we're going to be here for 3.5 years, but the Bible says he is keeping us in Revelation. We will not. You are not. But in the meantime, praise God, we know, praise God, that we have a keeping. He's going to hinder and let it. It's going to move. He's going to take it away. He's going to take it away. But then guess what? He's going to take us away as well. Praise the Lord. And he also said the ability of Satan, Superman, he will be a man of popularity. Revelation 6 and 2 tells us that this man will be given a crown. Oh, my God. And that these people of the world will be embrace him as a godsend. No doubt this man will arrive on the scene with a workable formula for the world peace, 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 peace. And he would have a valuable explanation for the disappearance of who? The Christians. Ah, oh, Jesus, Hakebosha. He would embody all the world has ever seen for a leader. He said to be the Antichrist will possess the leadership of Washington and Lincoln. That he got, look what's of Franklin Roosevelt, the charm of Theodore Roosevelt. This man has the charisma of Theodore Roosevelt, the charisma of John F. Kennedy. Oh my God, the popularity of Dwight Eisenhower and the popularity of the Saber of London Johnson. This man's going to have all of these things because the world looking for something that they can look to give them some hope. But the intelligence of Thomas Jefferson, my friend, whether we will admit it or not, the world stage is already set for him to appear. Already set. It's already set. It's already ready. He's ready. He's ready. He's ready. And it says here, praise the Lord, he will be a man of peace. Revelation 6 tells us when he appeared, he will be like what? One riding on a white horse. He gives him appearance of good. He's also stated that he will have a bow, but no arrow. This indicates that he will know not come making war, but he will come making peace. This is proven by Daniel when he saw it in Daniel 9:27. It seemed that this man is making a 7-year peace treaty with the nation of Israel. Again, it can be clearly seen that our world is looking for such a leader, and the world is tied up of war. Economics need help, people wanting prosperity, famine in the land, people are killing, unnecessary killing. The world will never know peace apart from Jesus Christ. And while this world is in turmoil this morning, the children of God know peace in their heart. You know peace in your heart. The Bible said be careful, but they would say peace, peace, and sudden destruction. And when Jesus returns to the earth, he will usher in genuine peace that will last. If you are looking for peace, you will find it only in Jesus. Will this man be a prosperity? Then 11:43, Revelation 13:16-17, the says the Antichrist will use to control the wealth of the world. Oh, my goodness. And he will bring forth prosperity to those who have lived in this. I am convinced that the Antichrist will bring the end to a world hunger that he will do with much of his class distinction that exists in our world, and the most people under this will be better off financially than they were before he rose to power. This is one area of this, praise God, that he's bringing him his last success. People like to, they love prosperity. Yes, Adam, in America. Now in America, we have a president who has been, we never heard of a president being impeached, but it has scandals in the White House, all kinds of scandals. Everybody come through that White House as a scandal because we are what? We are setting ourselves up for this Superman to appear. He's going to appear. He will be a man of power. Revelation 13:7-8, the two verses tell us that Antichrist will eventually rule the entire world. He will conquer down through the ages. He has sought this lofty goal without success. He will achieve it. What men won't recognize and won't care about is that the fact that he received his power from Satan himself. In Daniel 8:24, he will become so large in the eyes of humanity that they will literally worship him up as a god. And all this will turn him. He will be true to them. That will be their god because he realized that this is what we've been looking for. Praise the Lord. And it says, praise God. However, in the middle of the tribulation, the man of peace and prosperity will show his true color. Hey, we just wait no Superman to put on his suit, put on his S on his chest, and show his superpower. And this will bring us to our third thought concerning the Superman from hell, the abomination of Satan, Superman. He will attract the people of God. The Antichrist will break his covenant with Israel and will attack the people of God. He will try to do that what Hitler did, Hitler and Stalin, and others failed to do, extremely with the Jews, more than anything in man. Will hate everything having to do with God and Jesus Christ. He will lash out at the Jews and try to completely destroy them, annihilate them. People, we are seeing this in our days, and the Spirit is already at work. It is beginning to increase the unpopular to the Bible believers. In fact, we are the often labeled as being intolerable. You watch and see. Watch and see. It is a buzz around the church. Here is about the church. We are told that most tolerant homosexuals and lesbians, we are told that we must protect the spotted owl and all these type of things. But they direct it to the saints of God, because this is what the enemy wants to do. He wants to come in and tear the church down, what God has intended to be his light. He wants to turn it into darkness. We are told that we are bigots when we speak out about the evil of society. We are told that we have no voice in the government. We are told, praise God, soft and just stand silent. Don't be so mean with it. Just say it with love. You better tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Oh, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. You see, you keep your eyes on the thing that in the next few years, if the Lord does not return soon, it become illegal to be a fundamental Bible-believing Christian. Do you not hear me? The church is under attack, and this will continue until Jesus returns. This is the focus of Satan's anger with the nation of Israel. He will attack the Prince of God. In Daniel 8:27, here's what he told. This is what he said. He told this, that the man of sin was stand up against the prince of Persia. This is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the prince is Jesus Christ. And it appeared that anything having to do with godliness, holiness, or Christ will be the focus of the attack of this madman. He will make every effort to stomp out the name of Jesus from the face of the earth. Why you think they tell you don't use Jesus now? You can pray, but you got to say the man upstairs or the deity. While we are doing this, the Lord will raise an army of young Jewish men, 144,000, all around, and will go throughout the world preaching the kingdom of Jesus, of the kingdom, preaching God, the gospel of God. Will you be one of those? Revelation 14. The Antichrist would be powerless to stop them. Aren't you glad that even in the midst of chaos, God is still on the throne? And again, this attitude has already been manifested in our day. When was the last time you heard someone use the name of Allah as a curse word? When did you ever hear someone in the fighting anger made you use the name Buddha? When was the last time you heard the favor act to take the word damn and place it in the name of karma before it? The fact is, you have it and you won't. The name that is attacked with alarming frequency is the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every demon has to flee. Every demon has to flee. And if you know who you are in God, you will use Jesus, because the power is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. It is in the name. I've heard that blessed name used as by a Christian rejecting the world, and it made me sick to my stomach. You must as well face it. The devil hates the name of Jesus, and he will hate it, and he will attempt to discredit it and destroy it until he cast away into hell flames. What is that name, Jesus? And his doctrines are the most hated thing in the world, because if men admit the fact that he is Lord, that he died and rose again, that he is in fact the Savior, that man named Jesus admit that as a sinner, he can save sinners, he can raise the dead. He can do it all in the name of Jesus. He is a sinner. He is doomed. If he do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ, he is doomed to hell. And if the Bible is right about Jesus, then he stands to the reason that it's right about everything else as well. The world hates this name because it points out their sin. Praise God, I thank you. Praise the Lord. I'm getting close to my time. Praise the Lord. This is good. This is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And to know, to praise God, this one thing, and pray the man, the Antichrist, Satan's Superman may appear. He may come put on his red suit and his cape, but he has no power against God. He will attack the place of God. Daniel 8:25, Daniel 11:36-37, Daniel 9:27, Thessalonians 2:4, Matthew 24:25. All these verses tell us that the Antichrist will break his 7-year covenant with the Jews. He will attempt to wipe the Israel from the face of the earth, and he will enter into a new construction temple in Jerusalem, walk among the holies of holies and setting up his throne. He will declare himself to be God, and he will demand worship from all people, but especially the Jews. He would consecrate that temple for his purpose. But I want to let you know tonight, but Jesus is your answer. Just understand one thing. You may not understand it all, but it's to be understood. The Antichrist, Satan, Superman, is already at work. I thank God, praise God for the word this morning. I thank God because I have to go praise the Lord and I have to get off the air. But I want to let you know, I want you to be blessed. If any of you, praise God, know who Jesus is, just go to the Lord right now. If you're not saved, and ask God to save you. First of all, you must repent. You must accept the Lord as your Savior. Repent and accept Him as your Savior. You must repent first and be accepted into the kingdom of God. You be blessed. You be blessed. You be blessed. But seek the Lord's face. While he yet can be found. There will come a time he will not be around. You be blessed. I love you. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. And no one may. Just know this one thing. He will not win. He cannot win. Because the power is in the name of Jesus. Have a blessed day.